Hello and welcome. It's our number three of our radio program, and we parse the words of RG3, the NFL backup quarterback turned commentator for the NFL draft, and he was lobbing haymakers, cheap shots, at a former teammate in Washington. That would be current Viking quarterback Kirk Cousins. Fair or unfair shots by RG3, we discuss here in our number three. Now that is compelling commentary. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we filibuster coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the bakery, cooking up piping hot sports takes all night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along with us, side by side. So our lead this hour comes from the fallout of the draft. Everyone's a commentator these days on the NFL draft, and if you're a former player, chances are someone was willing to write a big check for you to play. Even if you're a current player who's not really on a roster, there is some tension brewing that has played out around the Minnesota Vikings. Right? Not the Minnesota Vikings. So specifically, Kirk Cousins. Now, Minnesota drafted Texas A&M quarterback Kellen Mond, I believe that's how you say his name, a third-round pick in the 2021 draft this past weekend. And that raised some eyebrows. Led to some spicy comments from several people about the future of Kirk Cousins, including one former teammate in particular. Have you heard what was said about Cousins? On the off chance that maybe you missed it, Robert Griffin III, better known as RG3, a man that was a teammate, shared the quarterback room with Kirk Cousins in Washington. He said, you know what? I'm going to be spitting fire out of my mouth, and I'm going to take some shots at Kirk Cousins. And so that's what he did. As a college draft commentator, NFL draft college expert, RG3 was playing in the NFL as a backup with the Ravens last season. He said he believes that the Vikings' third-round pick, this guy Mond, the quarterback out of Texas A&M, is a serious threat to steal the starting job with the Vikings in 2021. Quote, I could tell you number 8, meaning Cousins, in Minnesota is probably not real happy right now because Kellen Mond represents exactly what Cousins doesn't do well. Griffin babbled behind the microphones over at the Bleacher Report. He said that this quarterback out of Texas A&M, this Mond guy, is a big physical quarterback. He can run and throw it all over the field, and I don't think that's something that number 8 is able to do. Now, keep in mind, he never actually said Cousins' name. He just said number 8, right? So he didn't want to say his name. Say the name, right? In that first part of the soundbite, he did not say the name. He wouldn't say it. Now, Griffin went on. He did mention the name. Griffin believes that the dual threat ability of the Texas A&M quarterback could be a difference maker for the Vikings. Of course, could is a weasel word. He said, quote, Cousins has been collecting checks there in Minnesota for a long time, taking them to 8-8, 9-7 seasons, Griffin added. I guess he forgot the 10-win season. If he had a bad start to the year like he did last year, I could see the fans and maybe the organization leaning towards Mond if he comes in and impresses, close quote. All right, let us discuss. A lot to unpack here. The question, is RG3 correct about the shaky status of Kirk Cousins, and should Cousins be concerned about a third-round draft pick quarterback out of Texas A&M? I am shaking my head. No! No, 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 no. All right. I've got Milli Vanilli, Rhodes Scholar, and Umbrella. And we will combine all of these things together into an adequate adequate Mahler monologue. That's how we are going to do it. Now, to lead off with, Robert Griffin III has a lot of resentment towards Kirk Cousins. You don't need me to tell you that. These recent comments validate the speculation that there is legit bitterness here. And RG3 was supposed to have the career that Kirk Cousins has had. At the very worst, Robert Griffin III was supposed to be the one cashing big fat checks and still being in the NFL and being relevant. Those things haven't happened. He was the much ballyhooed number two pick in the draft. The then Washington Redskins traded a massive bounty of draft picks to the St. Louis Rams at the time for the rights to the Heisman winner. And instead, RG3 was the flash in the pan. He was the Milli Vanilli of his day. He was lip syncing, right? He was burned by the law of the instrument. Now, what is the law of the instrument? The law of the instrument means that if you only do one thing well, you're going to only try to do that particular thing. For example, if you're a pitcher in baseball, all right, if you're only a fastball pitcher, you're going to try to strike everyone out. If you lose your fastball, you're done. And if you're a running quarterback who cannot get the job done throwing the ball, the law of instrument comes into play. And that's what happened to RG3. He got hurt, right? He's forced to be a traditional drop-back quarterback to win games purely on the strength of his arm. The law of the instrument kicked in. He was a fraud and a phony and a fake, and he couldn't do it. Throwing the ball as a drop-back passer was not his forte. It was kryptonite. And so now he's out there directing his lasers at Kirk Cousins. It's like taking every shot he can. Cousins was the guy drafted lower. He wasn't supposed to be the guy that made it. Now, secondly, if you take three steps back, okay, RG3 is a Rhodes Scholar at collecting paychecks. The very thing he's accusing Kirk Cousins of doing, look at the mirror on the wall. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? RG3, right? That's pretty much all he has done in recent years. Now, they're not as big, the checks. They're not as big. But as far as return on investment, Cousins has at least put up some statistical success from 2016 to 2020. And really 2015, he was injured, but 2015 to 2020, Griffin earned about $17 million. You know how many touchdown passes RG3 has thrown in that period of time? Three. $17 million for three touchdowns and seven interceptions and about a little over 1,100 yards passing. Which, by my expert analysis, means he has been utterly useless for the Browns and the Ravens. But he's earned a bunch of money. Right? During that same stretch, Kirk Cousins has 143 touchdowns, 21,000 passing yards, and he had a career year last year, 35 touchdowns. Got off to a terrible start. Some of those numbers were inflated because the Vikings were way behind, but still 35 touchdowns. $137 million, Kirk Cousins, while being at least a reliable player. He didn't miss a bunch of games because of injury. And all of that in a bag of chips for Cousins, who was the 102nd pick of the 2012 draft, way back then, barely remember it, fourth round pick. And he's provided average quarterback play with Washington and the Vikings. He is the baseline of average, right? That is the definition of average is Kirk Cousins. The guy has started 104 games. This is a great stat. Cousins has started 104 games in his NFL career. And at the end of the game, walking off the field, Kirk Cousins, the team he was playing for at the time, has 51 wins, 51 losses, and two ties. In 104 starts, he's exactly a .500 quarterback. You're going to win half the time, you're going to lose half the time, no matter what. That's much better, by the way, than RG3, who's only started 42 games in his career. His team has a .381 winning percentage when he has been a starting quarterback. Now, listen, Cousins is 32. He's got 2 years left and $56 million guaranteed. That's pretty pretty good job security. In a league that does not typically give out fully guaranteed contracts, it's rare. It's happening more and more. Cousins has that. All right, final thought. So Robert Griffin III, if I were to look at his career right now in a snapshot, he's got a brighter future as a television commentator, talking head, putting makeup on, than as a backup quarterback. The fact that he is willing to break from the fraternal order of football players to throw haymakers is a good sign, but he's going to have to do it against people other than Kirk Cousins, because it's obvious that when it comes to Kirk Cousins, Robert Griffin III is having a dance at the haters' ball, right? It's personal. You have to nurse the grudge. If the TV thing doesn't work out, and who knows if it will, and RG3 wants to play again, he should get his umbrella ready. Now, why should he get his umbrella ready? Because he was serving up so much sodium chloride that he is in line. If they replace the umbrella girl mascot, you know, on that Morton Salt, if they change the mascot up and put a new mascot, they could put RG3 holding an umbrella. Because when it rains, it pours. And as for this quarterback, who I don't know much about. I was reading some scouting guides on him. I watched some tape on the internet. Kellen Mond is his name, I guess. He's a rudimentary prospect. Undercooked would be the way it would be described. Premature to say either way that what's going to happen. The smart money, though, says don't hold your breath. Right? Don't hold your breath. In fact, in 2020, here's a troubling, ominous sign for this particular player's future. He completed just 35% of intermediate throws outside the numbers. That ain't good. That reeks of not going to be able to make it. He's also got a rather narrow frame. He can fill that up a little bit. Inconsistent with his accuracy. And again, we can break down what it takes to be good in the NFL, what it doesn't take. But the most important thing is not arm strength. It's not mobility. It is accuracy. And I would rather have the accurate quarterback that can make all the basic throws than the guy that can run like a gazelle and has the bazooka for an arm but can't complete the basic throws. Because most of the NFL, here's the ugly truth about the NFL. You watch pro football, it's those short throws. It's yards after catch, yakety yak. It's just consistently throwing the football to where it's supposed to be. It's not about all the other bells and whistles and all that. That's what makes the highlights, but consistently winning games. Tom Brady can't do any of those amazing video game type highlight throws. He doesn't do that, but he's been able to figure it out. And so the NFL comparison to this quarterback out of Texas A&M is Josh Dobbs. That right there is a red flag. That is a big red flag. When you're compared to Josh Dobbs, that is the scouting community saying, I don't think this guy's going to be any good. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We will take your phone calls. Now, the scouts aren't always right, and occasionally they F up. Quite a bit they F up. We'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the festivities. You can join the fun, and we have the round mound of Punt Town. We've got that, and you might want to acid wash the social media. You might want to acid wash the social media. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. Some call him the call screener. He is answering the phones. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco fan.
I went to school dressed up as a giant tampon.
That's a drop. That's a drop. We got a drop.
Yes. That was a drop. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. The best kind of radio. Who needs our advice? I have some ideas, but if you want to recommend somebody, I am open to suggestions. If you want give a little nugget of advice to someone in the world of sports. Could be a media guy, an athlete, you name it. Alf, the alien opiner from down the street, just down the way from the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. He says, it doesn't matter whether or not RG3's take is on point or not. He shot his shot, and that's more than you can say for some of the other blowhards that are in the media. These powder puffs tiptoe around the egos of their former teammates and peers. Well, that is absolutely correct. Like, I think RG3's wrong. It's a bad take, but at least he's throwing bombs. And I'd rather get that. And one of the things we use the phrase a lot, it was a term from an old sportscaster, Howard Cosell, jockocracy, right? That former athletes are hired. He's not even a former athlete. He's still an active athlete. But there's a code. There's a fraternal order when you're in that fraternity where you don't cross certain boundaries, that we get watered down commentary, that you're very cautious to step on anyone's toes. And as a result, your commentary is careful. You're reserved. You're hesitant to go across the Rubicon and go fully bombs away. And RG3 did, but he went bombs away at a guy that he had a personal beef with. And that's the commentary. He was taking shots at Kirk Cousins of the Vikings. Just Josh in Cincinnati says the Redskins thought so highly of RG3 when they drafted him. Number two, I guess Cousins was just backup insurance. Mr. Griffin sounds like a quarterback who's jelly just like his legs, he says. A Rob in Vegas. From Sin City says, solid monologue, Benny. I'll go with A- again. Hey, RG3, how's the knee treating you these days? At least Kirk Cousins can still play at an above-average level. Does that clipboard ever get heavy? He points out. Big D from West Virginia says, I have been a Redskins fan since 1980, and they just about broke me with the trade, the double mortgage trade he's referring to, the RG3 trade. That trade was so long ago, I was on television the night that trade went down. That's how long ago that was. And I haven't done the walk of shame in many, 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 many years with the headphone, with the makeup. I put the headphones on every night. Let's go to the phones here, and who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to America's favorite drag queen caller from Buffalo, New York. A 7.5-toed drag queen. Nobody else has that. Our friend Phylexis. Hello, Phylexis. Oh, I get to hear how I sound on the radio.
Good, Ben.
Thank you. Oh, coming in loud and clear in Buffalo.
This is unfortunate. I wanted to ask Phylexis why.
Well, no, hold on. We'll get Phylexis on at some point.
All right.
Wake up, Phylexis! You schmuck! Wake up! We have like a 12-minute delay because Janet Jackson showed her boobies on television. They installed all these.
Well, what are you talking about? How long is it really? Let's
go across
the Rubicon. I think you said that like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's a long delay. Well, it sounds good.
You haven't even started reading the tweets yet.
I know.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I told you, Eddie, listen, we got to protect the license at all costs, Eddie. We have that training every year. All right, we'll put Phylexis back on hold. If it was only like a 30-second delay, it would have worked, but yeah, crazy. Double O Mexican says, a monologue Big Ben looks like RG3 needs some peanut butter with his jelly, he points out. Now, I am pulling for a Pittsburgh Steeler, Eddie. The round mound of punt town. Did you see the NFL draft? Pittsburgh Steelers. They drafted they got a punter, Eddie.
I did see that. Weekend. Yeah, I did. I saw they drafted a punter.
But not just any punter, Eddie. No. You know, punters are a dime a dozen. They all look kind of the same. There's nothing spectacular about a punter. But in the seventh round, the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted a 263-pound punter. Now, for me, that's not fat, but for the average person, 263 pounds is obese. And that is the punter for the Steelers. And this, I saw some video of this guy when he was playing at Georgia Tech. And this guy's built. This is not your average punter. He's a 254th pick. He's 5'11", 263. Oh, that is outstanding. Oh, I hope this guy makes it. I want to see this guy have a long career in the NFL because all those fat jokes we've done about Bartolo Colon and Lizzo, we can then shift over and talk about this punter for the Steelers.
I don't think he's going to catch anybody from behind. But then again, what punter does? So
no, but he could tackle. You know, conceivably, he could tackle somebody, right, if they happen to run into him.
Yeah, I don't see him getting bowled over by a return man. I mean, this guy's like a tank.
Yeah, he's also, I read he's an accomplished saxophone player.
Oh, well, that's important.
That's going to help on team morality when the Steelers are on those bus trips to Cleveland. That'll help him out. Yeah. He's the heaviest punter ever drafted. We have the fattest punter ever selected in the NFL draft. And he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's got to make you proud, Eddie.
Do you think he, we're just, you know, keeping it in the kicker family, is he fatter than Sebastian Janikowski? Who I assume is the fattest kicker we've had. I know back in the old days, maybe there could have been some fat ones we don't know about.
I see a little bit of I see a pretty big gut there.
He's got a nice tire going.
Yeah, he's got the Michelin man tire thing going on. So I think he's fatter. Yeah. And he won the nation's best punter. Did you know that, Eddie?
I did not know that, no. But if you're going to draft a punter, it better be...
You'd think.
One of the nation's
best. Did you see
punters.
Carolina drafted a long snapper?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Of course, he went to Alabama.
Give a damn where he went.
I know, but it actually kind of makes sense. I mean, isn't that the position? Didn't the Chargers have a guy for like 17 years or something like that?
Yeah, Dave Bynn.
Yeah. So why not draft? If you can draft that player in the seventh round, most seventh round picks don't even make. I don't even think that's a bad pick by Carolina. You draft a long snapper in the seventh round. And then the guys are, if he's good, and this guy's apparently good.
You can find one of these guys up just about anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Boom. You get most seven-round picks don't even make the team. They're delivering packages somewhere. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they don't make the team.
But if you can get a guy off the street to do the exact same thing, why waste the seventh-round pick on him?
I don't think it's a wasted pick. I think a wasted pick is drafting a defensive back that doesn't make the team.
But he has at least a chance. Amazon. You can get some guy off the street that can do this.
I disagree. That's a bad job by you, Eddie. That's an old man take. I'm a young guy.
I'm a smart man's take.
I like the fat saxophone punter, and I like drafting a long snapper in the seventh round. There's video, though, of the coach of Carolina calling up the long snapper who assumed he hadn't been drafted. I guess he wasn't even watching the draft.
I wonder why.
And then, like, you know, and the way he reacted when he found out, he thought the guy was, like, he was being punked. He thought he was being punked that he got drafted by the Carolina Panthers.
When's the last time a long snapper was drafted? I mean,
there's only to drop the long snapper.
I said there would be no questions, Eddie. You're a Raider fan, Roberto. You had nothing to say about the draft.
That's right,
You drafted a second round pick in the first round.
John Condo was the Raiders' long snapper for 11 years, and he was undrafted.
Okay, well, so now that you got to draft these guys in the seventh round, boom, done.
Come on.
I should have been a long snapper. I would have been a great. I'd still be in the NFL. I was long snapping. I'd be a long snapper somewhere. I should have focused on that.
I was a long snapper, but not a very good one.
No, seriously. Listen, you got to look for the whole key to life. You want to be an NFL player. Everyone wants to be the quarterback because they get all the girls and all that stuff. You should be the long snapper.
It's like being a bullpen catcher, kind of.
Well, you're playing. Actually, in the bullpen catcher doesn't play in the games.
Yeah, but you're barely playing.
Hey, no, it's like
nobody's done as many snaps as I have.
That's a good point. That's more for extracurricular activity.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, I wish, Ben, that all the stories that I kind of bring up is the kind of the page, I don't know, the page two stories or whatever, were all fun and games, but sometimes they're not. I have a transgender sports story or a murder sports story. Which one would you like to hear?
Are they related to each other?
No, they're not. They're not related to each other.
Hmm. What am I jonesing for? Do I want a murder mystery or a transgender? I'll go murder. I'm going to go murder.
All right. I don't know if this is much of a mystery, but there's a lightweight boxer named Felix Verdejo. And
I like that you said that with a question mark at the end of it.
I've never heard of him, but he does have a good record. He's like 27-2 with 17 knockouts, former Olympian from Puerto Rico.
Who?
He has turned himself into authorities in his native Puerto Rico following the disappearance of his mistress. This guy is married, and I guess his girlfriend went to go tell him that she was pregnant with his child. And that was the last they heard of her. They then found her in a lagoon. Obviously, she's dead. And he was not cooperating with authorities, and he has now turned himself into police.
Wow, what a scumbag.
A little bit.
I watch those criminal shows, Eddie.
I know.
I mean, if the girl's
husband, boyfriend, that's the first guy.
That's the first.
And then when he doesn't cooperate, you know, and then, she was pregnant and she was about to tell him.
Listen, let me tell you guys, if you can't keep it in your pants and you happen to have a mistress and she has a kid, deal with it, okay? You don't deal with it that way. You just
take care
of your business.
Yes.
I mean, my God, do we have to say that? I mean, what kind of...
His life is over now. His career obviously is over.
Well, his career is over. But I don't know, what are the laws? Is he in Puerto Rico happened?
Yes.
What are the laws for murder? Like, what's the punishment?
Well, I think those laws are pretty much the same everywhere, right? I mean...
No. There's some places you can kill somebody and you're out in like, a few years. It's not like America everywhere. I mean, there's a limit.
I guess
some have limits on how much you go to jail.
Some like honor killings or something, right? Like in Saudi Arabia or something.
I don't think
like
this would count.
No. I don't think so either. I'm saying you're right. There are some weird laws. I don't think Puerto Rico has weird laws like that, though. I think this guy's up poop creek and deservedly so.
Yes. All right. Well, that's a depressing story.
Sorry.
Thank you for that.
I know.
I appreciate that. Can you find another story? Like the murder stories I like were about, remember we had the stories about the murder hornets? Remember that?
I do vaguely remember the murder hornets.
Asian giant hornets that were nicknamed the murder hornets.
Yeah.
They're very venomous. Those are the kind of stories I like. I don't know, but this one's kind of depressing.
Well, I mean, it has to kind of have a sports angle. I don't know if the murder hornets really were.
Well, they're fans of the Rams. The murder hornets are fans of the Rams.
It doesn't really make any sense.
Well, we don't know if they're not. Well, they might be fans of the Rams for all we know.
Yeah.
All right. So you might want to acid wash your social media. This is a story that we are guaranteed of getting every single year. Every single year from now and forever, as long as we're around, we will get a story like this.
Did somebody in the draft have some old tweet?
Yes.
I knew that would happen.
And it's actually the guy that I did a monologue kind of, it was really not about him, it was about RG3 and Kirk Cousins, but Kellen Mond, the quarterback out of Texas A&M, was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, right? In his third round pick. He was the 66th overall pick and was the second of three quarterbacks taken within a four pick span, if you're interested in that kind of thing. And so they went back to his timeline, and Kellen Mond, I guess he's from San Antonio, in 2016, summer of 2016. And here is what Kellen Mond sent out on Twitter. Quote, "Minnesota is an awful state," was what he sent out. "And no one knows what Mankato is what he also sent that out back to back. So now he gets to find out what it's like to live in an awful state.
That's Kellen Mond. That should go over well. Yeah.
Now, how old was he? He's not that old now. He must have been like in high school or something like that, right? I would think. Like maybe, what do you think, a junior in high school? How old are you when you were a junior in high school? What are you, like 16 or something like that? 17?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I don't know. I never thought Minnesota was like an awful. Do you think Minnesota is an awful state, Eddie?
I've never been.
I've been to the airport. That's it. I've not. I gotta get there.
I'm sure I would like it because it's the state of hockey.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a nice airport. Good airport.
I've also only been to the airport.
I'd like to. There was a rumor that somebody was going to name a Juicy Lucy after me. Now that would be big, Eddie. That's the local fare there.
Who?
Juicy Lucy. That's the burger with the cheese, the gooey cheese in the middle there. How can anyone not like a Juicy Lucy? Seriously. I mean, it sounds like a...
I would love to try it.
It sounds like a wonderful wonderful burger. So, anyway, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We do have coming up in just a few minutes, we will have unscreened phone calls, the instant advice line. Let's go back to the phones, and we will say hello to Johnny in Denver. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Johnny. Talk to me, man.
Okay. I have two words why Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Denver Bronco.
I got to hear this.
Girlfriend.
Girl.
Fiance.
Friend. Yeah, no longer girlfriend. That's next level, Johnny. They've cranked it up. They're becoming honest.
Relax.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be an honest man now.
Okay, one word then. Fiance. But you know, the... okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have one word about
Johnny, hold on a second. So why don't you go buy an Aaron Rodgers? What number do you think he's going to wear with the Broncos?
Number one.
Number one. All right, you can go and buy your replica Aaron Rodgers.
Well, 12. The last number 12 I think we had was probably Charlie Johnson in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
I'm 2 years older than the Broncos.
Who?
But I do have a lot of wisdom about the NFL and the college football game.
Yeah, you an insider? You a made man
but,
there, Johnny?
But I have one reason why RG3 was wrong about what he said. Number one, Cousins has more experience playing in the NFL, and I don't think the coaches would put Mott in, so... That's pretty dumb on RG3's part, making a statement like that.
It's a hot take, though, John. I mean, you'd admit that's a hot take. It's a wrong take, but it's a hot take.
Well, it doesn't make no sense, you know, because do you think the coaches are going to allow that young guy go in there?
Now, you don't sound like you're from Denver. Are you from Denver, Johnny?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Denver.
Really?
Since 1958.
I sense a little, it sounds like you got a little twang. Your family from somewhere else? I'm sensing something.
No, we have a lot of history and lineage here in Denver, Colorado from the early 20s. And
All right. Maybe I'm just hearing things. I guess my headphones are messed up.
He's just high.
But, you know,
yeah. How much alcohol have you consumed here?
About a half a pint of 90 proof.
Yeah. All right. And you're still alive. All right. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Go back and finish up. Wow. Okay. Moving on. We are going to have a staple of this radio show. And buckle up, because it's the Insta Advice Line. Who needs our advice? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook is an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, you.
And away we go. The instant advice line. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. And who needs our advice? Well, several of you suggested the name of the person I wanted to give advice to anyway. So thank you to Kathleen and several others. Because right now, we are giving advice to the head cheesehead of them all, Aaron Rodgers. He's not very happy. He wants out of Green Bay. So advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing the Packers to trade him before the 2021 regular season begins. 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-99. 996-6369. Advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing the Packers to trade him before next NFL season. You're live on the air when you hear my voice. We'll start out with you on line one. Hello, line one.
I'm Fudgy Camo, and I lost my stimulus check on the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fuzzy. I hate that. That's, boy, what a great start to the instant advice line with Fuzzy. Boy, we got lucky on that one. Man. All right, line two, your next line two, advice to Aaron Rodgers. He wants out of Green Bay. Hello, line two.
Take a cookie, tell him you're rubbish at football.
Okay, I couldn't quite make that out. Line three, you're next. We're giving advice to Aaron Rodgers. He's a malcontent with the Packers. Advice on getting traded from Green Bay. Hello, line four.
Them squirrels pretty good when you eat them with hot sauce, Ben.
Yeah, I have gotten some of our southern listeners below the Mason-Dixon line that are telling me that squirrel tastes really good. So, I've not had any squirrel. I guess I'm missing out. Who knew that criticizing someone for eating squirrel, you'd have all these people tell you how good squirrel tastes. All right, line five, you're next. Hello, line five.
Sources close to the situation say Kawhi will receive foot treatment from Rex Ryan.
Hang up on that guy. That's Charlie. That's a troll. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, dummy. I know you can't stay focused.
Take that, line data.
Line six. Hello, line six. All right, line six is not there. We'll keep it going. 877-99 on Fox. Rat-a-tat-tat. Advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing a Packer trade. Line one, you're on the air. Go.
So scratch out disrespected the mother name. I'm calling for a 2-week suspension. Boom, here, Roberto.
Okay, line two. You're next, line two. Go.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's an early birthday, but happy birthday. Line three, you're on the air. Hello, line three.
Hey, Ben, can I sit on your lap?
Maybe, boy, that sounds like my wife. No.
You do play Santa Claus every year.
Yeah, I do play Santa Claus every year. Line four. Hello, line four. All right, line four is not there. Line five, you're next. Go, line five. Advice to Aaron Rodgers, line five.
Aaron Rodgers sucked my boot.
All right, thank you for that. We'll keep it going. We'll do one more, only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I'll blame the Koopa Loop. Final call, advice to Aaron Rodgers on forcing a Packer trade.
Line one.
Line one, go!
Get your wet teddy bear, pencil neck.
Hey, pencil neck Ray! The guy's a legend, a card-carrying legend, that guy!